Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The Masters is back, and this week DraftKings has given you 100-1 odds on the golfer if you're choosing to finish in the top 10. If you haven't tried DraftKings, go download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer if you're choosing finishes in the top 10. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Oh, 865-546-8200 is the number
in
to
the
join the
podcast
program. Not
restricted content.
Yeah, not safe for.
Not bad.
No, it wasn't.
It
bad.
Wouldn't get us canceled.
Just not.
Yep.
Not
yep.
Safe for radio.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Matt. He patiently held to the break. Appreciate that. What's up, Matt? You're on 3 and Out. Want to make sure you had enough time.
Hello, friends.
Hey, man. I appreciate you guys. Communicating there. I called it a real bad time. That's that tweener where you like, do you go to him? And then
I didn't want to shortchange you, man.
No, I appreciate it, man. I was happy either way. Just to be on with you fellas is a blessing.
Don't make me blush.
People need that attitude more often, man. It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the nice things we have in life and all the.
Well, hold on now. Let me get into my phone call. The real man's about to bust out here. Hey, let me ask you real quick. Just because I'm
thanks
a
for
bit
the
older.
Call.
Yeah, you got it. You know, people still go to clubs, and you guys have been to a club, right? Go to a bar, you can go up to the DJ and request music. Is that still a thing? You can request all kinds of mixes and play and all this.
Yes,
you know,
that's a thing.
Yes. Yes.
You guys think Aaron Beasley requests a meow mix?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so cheesy.
Yeah, it's got a good beat.
I hear you.
That was a beat joke. Beat the.
Yeah, what?
That's fine. Sorry.
Dude, too soon, Chris.
I know. My bad.
Sick my stomach over here.
I know.
Dude, there are definitely bot accounts out there. Any clown out there that's posting that, animal abuse is, it's just brush over it, no big deal. Dude, I can handle a lot of stuff, man, fighting other players, all that stuff. You start getting into animals, man, that's crossing the line, dude, big time.
Yeah, that's been, of course, Matt, I agree with you. Like, there are people who have taken Aaron Beasley's side and the program side, but a lot of people have gone, I think, the way it should and said, this guy needs to be kicked off the team and helped because this is just a different level. I mean, Eric just tweeted in a couple minutes ago, I hate cats, but I would never abuse one. I think that's the majority of people, out there would say that. But, of course, you're going to have – I think there's some trolls and some detractors, but for the most part, I've been –
If anybody detracts from this, they're a damn fool, dude. I mean, I don't like cats either, but it's just – I don't know, man. You get into animal abuse, you're getting into that line of just psychotic people, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's studies shown that there's not much of a difference in somebody that would do that and somebody that would harm. Mm-hmm. This would be harm.
Yeah, you don't value life, I mean, most normal people, even if they – don't prefer a certain type of animal, it's still a they have that
living creature that.
Yeah, there's a morality there that's built in.
Yeah.
I have my reasons why I think it's built in. Other people may have theirs, but it's been well documented, whether you want to go with science or religion, either way, that it's there. It's in our human psyche.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know, man. Coach's staff's got just such a we just got an uphill climb, don't we, guys? I mean,
yeah.
Is this? I don't. I know every time and this time around, a new coach has come in. We're talking 2 years, three. I mean, this might be the first time I really think this is literally a 4 or 5 year rebuild. And I hate saying that, but this guy, we're going to have more players off this team. Our previous coaching staff recruited a bunch of morons.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some good guys on that team, but you can tell there's a lot of bad attitudes, a lot of bad apples, and we're going to have more stuff come out or more stuff happen. So, I hate the fact that we're here, but it's just where we're at,
Yeah, I was talking with Nate and the guys off air yesterday. It's like, I don't even know what goes through Heupel's mind right now. I mean – obviously,
why did I take this job?
Maybe, or just like, oh my gosh, will it ever end? I mean, yeah, he got the great pay raise. You know, he's here. He's at a big time brand. He's got an opportunity to resurrect the Power T. But I wonder if he had any idea. I mean, to this point, I don't know if anybody had any idea, but it just seems to be like one thing after another, and at no fault of his own. We haven't got to grade him on a damn thing yet.
No.
We're just seeing all the slop get piled in front of him as he's trying to pull this team forward.
Well, I think he's going to have, if there was a coach that would have an opportunity to really develop the three-star talent, which is where we're at. We're 3-low four-star talent. We're not a five-star talent team anymore. I think he's hopefully the guy that could do it with his offense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get guys in there that maybe he could, you know, develop. And we've just not developed talent in, God, man, like 8 to 10 years. It just feels like we haven't had a quarterback that's developed. We haven't had running backs developed. I just still sometimes I step back and I'm just like, God, how are we here? This is nuts. So, like you guys were talking, I think, yesterday about this whole, the transfer portal and in basketball, but it's probably going to be the same in football too, where you're going to see a lot more fifth-year guys that stay or transfer out, or some schools are going to be able to build some better talent with older guys, and that's probably what Tennessee's going to have to do, is get some transfers from other teams, because these young guys just aren't going to be able to cut it in the SEC.
Well, not only that, but it's until you have something to sell on the recruiting trail, it's going to be very, very tough for Heupel to get a guy who says, yep, that's where I want to be for 4 years. I think, you know, going out and giving a fifth-year senior or a guy who just wants a different opportunity, I think that's more likely to happen earlier, and then hopefully you can put a product on the field that people want to, you know, play for. But, yeah, and then not to mention the NCAA stuff still looming. Like, everything's just kind of in this weird
purgatory. Suck, man. I mean, this is bad. I mean, we're in a bad spot. Who you guys? Y'all might have said it a minute ago. I didn't hear. But who do y'all got this weekend for the Masters?
I'll be interested to see what DeChambeau does. I don't know that he can overpower Augusta. I'm rooting for Spieth, man. I'm glad he got the win in Texas. I don't know. I watched a really long interview. It was a montage of a bunch of interviews that he gave when he was having, you know, some of his struggles. You know how he stood over the ball before he'd tee off for like 45 seconds, and then all of a sudden his approach shots and tee shots were good, and he lost the putter. When he's on, he's really, really good at a course like the Masters, because he can be so precise, you know, with those medium and short irons. As long as he doesn't dunk it into the water, you know, five times on a hole, I think he's got a pretty good shot. He's playing really well right now.
Yeah, I don't want to see one of these meatheads win it. I'm just tired of this game.
You hate Bryson DeChambeau so much.
I do. I don't like
Matt
it.
Matt hates the long ball.
Is it the hat? Is it his hat?
No, I actually wear English hats all the time, which is surprising. People will tell me, like, oh, you're a Bryson fan? Because on the golf course, I wear them all the time. But I don't know. It's not even that. I just don't like his attitude. I've just heard him and seen video where he talks down to people. Tons of them, man. Like, he's just rude and obnoxious and arrogant, and I just hate his personality. I mean, look, I have nothing personal against him. If he wins, he wins. I don't know the guy. I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan of him, and for some reason, Dustin Johnson just is, I don't know. Now, Koepka, I used to not like, and I've actually came around on Koepka, so I wouldn't mind seeing Koepka. He's not going to with his knee, but
wait, you don't like, you know, DJ? He's like the nicest all shucks guy on the tour.
No, he is. I mean, I don't have nothing against him either. It's just I'm just not a fan of his. It just doesn't strike me. He just has no energy at all when he's playing. He's just steady. He's probably the best golfer in the field. I mean, that guy, literally, not a fan, but his work ethic. I mean, Justin, if you guys remember, in 2010, 2011, 2012, used to hit a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Now he hits a high fade, like a really, probably one of the highest fades in golf. And that's a complete, to do that, to overhaul your game, to go from a draw to a fade is, that's a lot of work,
to
do it consistently. So this course DJ might tear it up with this course. I mean, he won in December, and if it's playing as fast and as hard as they're saying, I mean, that's only going to set up better for him, because he can hit it. You know, he can play it higher and land it softer than some of these other players can.
Does he get a 68 or below in round one?
I don't know why are you asking.
He's trying to gamble on it. He's trying to place a bet.
I don't know. 68. That's what is that? 400 is Augusta 72. Is that right? Or is it 71 or 70? 72. So 400 in round one. I don't know, man. That's a tough call because
I think Spieth will.
I don't think Spieth. Well, you know Rory's not. Rory's been bowling up the Masters every first round.
He's irrelevant.
Last year, I think he was like 10 over, and then he ended up rallying back. He shot like 79 on the first round and came back and finished in the top five.
Ooh.
But I'd stay away from that bet, Davey. I wouldn't.
Well, it's not just Spieth, but it's DJ, Spieth, or DeChambeau, 68 or lower.
DeChambeau is not going to shoot 64. I don't think you'll even see him in the top 20. I just don't. I don't think this course. They've. If you guys look, they mowed down the rough to where you know the balls. If you do it now, if you drive through the fairways, the rough used to catch it, which was beneficial for DeChambeau. Now it's going to roll through to either OB or I think like there's four or five holes they've done that to. They've rolled it down where guys can't. It'll roll through to pine straw or it's going to go to water or something.
Interesting. It's like the opposite of the U.S. Open. Instead of making like super thick rough. No rough.
Going to Shambo won that one, didn't he?
So when they, yeah, he did. Because
he could drive it over the fairway, and then he just have to pop one out with like a pitching wedge.
But you guys think that 360-yard hole that he ripped that drive over, that deep rough he played out of that, if that rough weren't there, his ball rolls another 30 yards out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the Masters is trying to, they're trying to get some of those holes where those guys can't just, you know.
Interesting.
Muscle it through. Anyways. All right, guys. Hey, love you. See you.
Love you, Matt. See you, bub.
Thanks for the call. Got an inside tip, Davey, that says supposed to be firm and fast. They wouldn't touch that bet.
Good to know.
Possible that no one shoots, goes real low in round one, and if you know those three guys miss, what, three or four guys? You got four dudes on there or three?
Three.
DeChambeau,
Spieth.
DJ and Spieth.
DJ.
That's it?
Yep.
I'll go Xander Schauffele as my pick to win. There you go.
Just any reason?
He's been hot this season on tour, and if Augusta plays firm and fast, I think he can handle it.
Is that your inside tip?
No. Nope.
Oh.
Did a little research.
Okay.
Give me Matthew
on
Wolf.
On the old computer here.
Matthew Wolf.
So I.
Nah, he's a good sleeper pick.
Wolf.
Wolf.
Wolves. Ooh.
Love those wolves.
His last name Wolf.
Yeah.
Give me him. I want him to do well.
Okay. Place a bet on him.
Yeah, I don't.
He's
me placing a bet on somebody doesn't will them to win.
Plus 10,000.
You got to use smart analytical data.
You don't have a model for the Masters
for
here?
Golf? No.
Oh.
He's fully healthy, you know. Matt Wolf, ready to go.
Good for him.
He was final group at Wingfoot not too long ago in the Open.
So as you guys know, I'm not much of a golfer.
I've been told that. Yep.
The second hole I ever played, though, I birdied. Chipped it in from about 40 feet out.
Is it a par 3?
Yeah.
Still pretty good. Was that your fact of the day?
No, but it was beginner's luck. But my dad...
Story of the day.
I was in sixth grade. My dad yelled at me so much, we got into a fight. So then I just kind of threw the clubs and walked home. We lived on a golf course at the time. But then I got in trouble for doing that, so... And that just kind of ruined the...
Was that the last time you ever played golf with your dad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First and last. Actually, no. I did play with him again like 8 years after that, but I was so bad. I was like, this sport's too expensive to suck at, so...
Expensive. It can be. If you play like all the time. Get nice clubs. All right.
And then like... Price of one round is like two cases, you know?
Well, if you want to get good, you need to practice. Not
driving range, putting green, that kind of thing.
Just depends on what you're looking for, I guess.
Had a membership to one of the nicest golf courses in the area for 5 years and never used it. Sad.
Very.
Oh, why'd you do that? You're complaining about price, and there you go. It was right there.
I was in high school, college. I didn't have the opportunity to get down there very often.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're super busy.
Cases and whatnot.
Yeah. It's funny how busy you think you are when you're like in school and then like you get married, you have no kids, you're like, oh yeah, been a busy week.
I did work two jobs during undergrad while going to school full time.
No, that's busy, but
he was a delivery boy and a stripper.
But then, you know, you
life hits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get a couple kids on a couple businesses and you're like, "Holy." Hour two continues. The segment brought to you by Smarter Searches. Check them out online at smartersearches.com. They can help you with all your digital marketing needs. And they're locally owned and operated right here in Knoxville. Do a great job for us at BannerandRadio.com, our official sponsor there. And can really help you out all kinds of stuff with your for your marketing through, you know, web ads. Help you craft the campaign. Make sure you're spending dollars where they're going to make you money. And the tracking as they go through to make sure that you're right on point with your goals is just incredible. With Smarter Searches, check them out online at smartersearches.com. Learn more. Tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio. So I mentioned the quarterbacks earlier, Houston. Then we start talking mm-hmm. golf for
right,
some
right.
reason. I don't know why we did that, but apparently... Harrison Bailey, you know, really struggled again.
Sad.
The weirdest thing, though, might be that, like, I don't know, Brian Maurer went first in some of the drills. Who knows what that means?
I mean, he's kind of the wild card, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be Hooker, but
I do too. But I'm not going to rule out Maurer. Salter and the boys are not back at practice, or they are?
No.
Salter's not either?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
But he's real glad he enrolled early.
Mm-hmm.
Get all that extra.
Did you guys see John Bryce's tweet yesterday?
Yes.
I don't think I did.
Tennessee.
You read it?
He said, it sounds like Vol Football is finalizing details
this
and logistics.
This was it. Yep.
To host an open practice Saturday morning inside Neyland Stadium beginning around 10 o'clock.
This Saturday? Like, it's already Wednesday? Like, this Saturday?
Yeah.
Like next
not,
Saturday?
Not. I think it's this Saturday, right?
Yep. I think so. I mean, he doesn't make a clarification on the date, but...
next Monday.
Yeah, good point. Good point. I feel like if you were going to do that, you have to announce that a week before, right? Let people make some plans. And 10 a.m.?
No, that's the thing. It's like you do it, but you don't give a lot of notice. That way you don't expect that many people to be there, but you still get to use it as a sign of good faith. That like, oh, we're letting the people come watch it.
At 10 a.m. on a Saturday with 2 days' notice in the rain.
Smart, actually. I like
thunderstorms.
It.
You said 90% chance of rain Saturday? Yeah, 90. They're not going to have that practice. You don't want guys running around out there slipping and sliding. They're going to go to the indoor facility.
The first two replies... First one being, just wait until November, then you'll be able to go to an actual game for free. Second reply, they giving out fire extinguishers, or is it a bring our own?
Good Lord. Good night. I mean, it's bad.
We're going to support these boys.
Dude, it is bad.
It's
bad,
but it's so bad now that, like, the fan base just dives in on the jokes.
And everyone knows, too. Like, I've been talking to some people just casually. I talked to this couple a while back and during the search. Or, no, it was right after they hired Heupel, I think. And it was kind of like, yeah, Tennessee football. You know, they got the new guy. I hope he'll do well. Like, whatever. It was just kind of normal, casual, like, okay, new coach, reset, whatever. Those same people now, though, are like, man, Tennessee football is a mess, aren't they? Because, like, the casual fan doesn't follow GoVols 24/7 or VolQuest or Fan Run Radio or, you know, any of the various things that are, like, at every single practice. But when Abusing a Kitten hits WBIR.
TMZ.
TMZ. It's.
New York Post.
It hits people's Facebook feed, for example, or their Twitter who. When it's in the regular news, it's a problem. It gets out. Like, everyone knows. Casual fans, diehard fans, like, everybody knows.
The Vol for Lifers.
Yeah. The whole kit and caboodle, as we say.
Which, surprisingly, aren't that in tune to what's actually happening.
So that surprises you?
No, not at all.
I mean, you could tell them what's happening, and they just won't even believe you. So it's not, you know, it's the least surprising thing ever, I guess.
No, yeah, they have their own narrative, and it's unchangeable, unwavering.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Vols are unlucky, and we're going to be back on top soon. No matter what happens, or who the coach is, or what's going on behind the scenes, just give him time.
Good old Rocky Top.
Okay, woo! All right. All right.
We don't need to kick them while they're down, Alex.
Also,
says Davey Hudson.
That was sarcasm by old Dave.
I was 100% serious.
I don't believe you.
I've been waiting for Keon to announce he's going to the draft and Davey to tell us that he's coming back again. Or lie to.
Is it weird that he hasn't made an announcement even though Springer already has? Is that strange to you?
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
You don't think it's strange that Jaden would go ahead and just boom, I'm going, and Keon hasn't made his decision or at least gone public with it yet?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's a little strange because, like, some other guys who maybe are not going to be as highly touted as him or
have already announced, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I saw with Memphis yesterday, like, Musa Cisse, he's, like, looking like a second-round pick. Mm-hmm. Like, he announced he's going to enter the draft. Like, there are guys who are behind him in the draft order who have already announced they're going, and Keon's, you know, projected to be a top-10 pick. And still
that's why I just – it's a little – I don't know. Maybe it's false hope, but the fact that he hasn't just said, like, all right, deuces, maybe he's thinking about it coming back. I don't know.
There's no rush, really.
No, it's true. But there's no point in waiting either.
It's all about the person. I know a lot of guys from Duke over the past couple of years, they've waited a good bit before they announced that they were going. But, I mean, all along we knew they were headed to the NBA.
Did you guys?
Now, if we get a week before the lottery and he's not announced, then yeah, maybe you'd be like, okay, wow.
He can still do the thing where he doesn't hire an agent, test the waters. I don't know if they're doing a combine or whatever this year. We'll see. And he can do
He has no waters to test.
No, I know. I'm just saying, if he wanted to go and just work out and see, and they say, oh yeah, you're a top 10 pick, or you could, you know, go back to school, come back and be better at this, and maybe be a top 2 pick. I don't know if it really matters at that point.
No, I don't like. He doesn't have the stature to really, I think, be a top 3 pick. Like, I don't see how another year of college ball can improve his draft stock. Because, I mean, whenever you're looking at the guys in the top three, like, usually they have some sort of physical attribute that's, like, putting them over the top. Like, whenever you look at, I know it's kind of a weird example, but like Zion Williamson, like, I mean, his physical stature.
Well, yeah,
something.
I mean, he's.
He's the example, but it's like, I mean, Keon's like your average size of your guard.
Well, where's Suggs projected?
Second overall? Jalen Suggs, number 2.
I mean, could Keon, if he worked on his shot, not be
along the
lines of Suggs? I mean, if he played a little bit more point guard?
Like, the thing with Suggs that's putting him over the top, though, is that he's got that clutch factor.
Sure.
We haven't really seen that from Keon.
Yeah, looking at the 2022 mock draft, way too early mock draft. I mean, you got a guy like Chet Holmgren. Like, he's special. He's going to be a top 3 pick. Emini Bates, he's really good. Paolo Banchero's sneaking around the top 3. You got a Jalen Duren. I hadn't heard of him. Some guy out of France, Victor Wembanyama, Damian Collins, who's going to Kentucky, Jabari Smith, Adrian Griffin Jr., who's going to Duke. Like, there are a lot of special guys there that are going to be around next year. Like, I don't think he can really improve his stock that much. I think trying to get to top 5 would be pushing it.
There are some mocks that actually have Evan Mobley going 2nd overall and Suggs 3rd. Mobley's 7 feet tall.
Alrighty. Did you see the Texas graphic yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Well, I'll tell you, clue you in on that one on the flip side here.
All right, we'll come back with more.
It's rich.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
It is.
proves who's the real YouTube.
Yeah, it's probably the worst graphic for several reasons I've ever seen.
I did see this.
Yeah,
oh,
this
gold.
Is unbelievable. People living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flats. Backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon.
This segment of the program brought to you by the FanDuel Sportsbook app. We mentioned it earlier. New users can get 20-1 odds on Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, or Jordan Spieth just to make the cut at the Masters. So, Spieth's hot. Dustin Johnson, good ride with him. Or I don't know about Rory. That, I mean, maybe.
Mm-mm.
It's up to you. Pick one as a new user. 20-1 odds. You can turn your $5 bet into $100. It's a gimme from the FanDuel Sportsbook app, the number one app in America. And when you sign up, use our promo code 3OUT so they know we sent you. That's 3OUT to get 20-1 odds on the Masters. Just need one of those guys to make the cut, pick the right one, and you're good. No, wait. You get all three. Is that right?
What?
Users can get 20-1 odds. You do take your pick. Okay. I was like, I guess you could read that either way. You get 20-1 odds on three of the world's best golfers just to make the cut. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $100 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. So, Texas, Houston.
You know, there have been a lot of bad graphics. Vanderbilt put out the one that said, we don't need your permission after the rape scandal. That was a bad one.
Yeah.
Penn State.
Yeah, every Super Bowl except these years here. That was bad. But Texas put out a graphic yesterday of new head coach Chris Beard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've seen Tennessee, like, when we hired Heupel, obviously, you know, you don't immediately have a picture of him in his suit and an orange tie,
right?
But they photoshopped the tie to make it look orange, and they'll, you know, kind of scrub off whatever lapel pin he was wearing and put a little T there,
mm-hmm.
make it look like, oh yeah, this is. So Chris Beard, they left his tie red, they left the Texas Tech lapel pin on his jacket, and the background of the picture was not Texas's basketball arena. It was orange and white.
Mm-hmm.
Checkerboard.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They stole a tenant. Like, I don't even know how you do that. Did someone type in, like, UT basketball arena?
Yeah. Yeah, they did, Houston.
And just said,
yeah.
Wow, that looks cool. That's
yeah.
the one we'll use.
Yeah, look at all those banners.
The Pat Summit.
Yeah, yeah. They were. Yeah, they were. You could see it. That's what made me instantly not, like, that's the first thing that stood out was the square, you know, orange, the banners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of like they don't have it. They don't have the color on the shot exactly because, you know, they've kind of faded the background and he's in the foreground mm-hmm. and all that whole thing. But the shape of the banners around the top of the arena is the first thing I went, yeah, that's Thompson Bowling.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to look at the rest of it. I mean, then I did, though, obviously. I was like,
I just Googled UT basketball arena.
Yeah.
You should Google it. It's worth a Google.
There's one that I have no idea. Maybe that's the rendering of the one they're going to build. I mean, the first three or four. Actually, no. These are all renderings. The first actual court shot is, in fact, Thompson Bowling Arena with the checkerboard.
Nah, that doesn't.
What? Oh, and all these were watermarked by this company called Gensler? Gensler?
Mm.
The guy who did all the renderings.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
They just ripped it right off.
Oh,
not
wow.
to mention that, that's hilarious. Like, you know, that's kind of a no-no, right? Just to steal someone's picture right off of the Googler.
Yeah, because it's from utsports.com. I'd imagine they have rights to that picture.
They're probably like, UT Sports. Yeah, that's us.
Idiots. You don't even know your own website. Maybe know what your own arena looks like. That is magical.
Not good, Bob.
Wow. Think someone got fired for that?
No, but services were not retained, I would imagine.
That intern lost privileges that day.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
I mean, just the
unmitigated gall.
Mm-hmm.
The audacity. The stupidity.
Now, that's just stupid.
Talk about your all-time backfires. That is, that's something.
Texas Tech ended up hiring assistant Mark Adams as their head coach.
Yeah, they just promoted, right?
Yep.
He was already there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Texas. Well, maybe old Sark can get it done. I think Chris Beard's a really good hire. That was just you're Texas. I mean, everything's bigger in Texas, right? Including egos about their schools.
Mm-hmm.
And to steal Tennessee, like, of all the schools, though, Tennessee.
Yep.
The same university that made a Johnson County high school team change their logo because it had the Longhorn logo.
Right. It's just like...
Is just ripping Tennessee. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Taking credit, again, for...
Like...
Okay, hang on. This might not have been the University of Texas.
Oh. Was it like an edit from some fan or something?
Clutch Points. Still, okay, well, then they did it. It was still stupid.
Yeah.
Wait. Someone said Texas tweeted it out and then took it down. Or maybe somebody...
If it's a fan of Texas, isn't that almost worse? Like, if it's a brand new intern who's like just... Let's say this person is like from... Odessa, right? And not a big basketball fan at all. Maybe tunes in the football game occasionally. Goes to University of Texas in Austin.
Gets an internship.
Is a graphics whiz, right? And goes through just the graphics department and does all these projects on a ton of non-sports stuff. Doesn't really keep up with Texas basketball too much. Just maybe goes to one football game a year, student section, studies hard. You know, computer guru, whatever. And then it's like, hey, you get this internship to do graphics for, it's like, whatever, you know, there's COVID. All you have to do is, like, you'll just get projects sent to you. Just do them from your dorm room, no problem. You just throw the graphics together, overlay, da-da-da-da. And they're like, okay, cool, yeah, I'll do it. They do a graphic, first one. Okay, good. Now, hey, we got this new coach. Okay, but,
throw something together.
But what background do you want me to use? Oh, I don't know, just pull it from our site off Google or something.
Mm.
And they just type it in. I mean, that's almost more forgivable than a big-time fan. Like, if you're building a graphic for, you know, Kelly Harper, and you type in UT Arena or whatever, and the Texas Arena pops up, you're going to be like, nope, that's not the right one. Need to, Thompson Bowling Arena. Okay, let me get the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know what our own arena looks like. So
I do.
Job on the SEO.
So if a fan did that, like, yeah, probably use smarter searches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. Indeed.
What kind of fan are you if you don't know what your own basketball arena looks like?
Casual fan.
Way too casual, I guess. I don't know.
Too casual, right. Well said.
Very, very weird. But I do think, I mean, Google's kind of the authority. Did you know that Yahoo Answers is shutting down?
Good.
So
sometimes Yahoo takes over my browser.
Yeah,
it just I don't know why. It's like I got to go to the proxy settings and readjust. Well,
no one says, "Let me." Hey, what's this?
It's Ask Jeeves still a thing?
What's the answer to this? And you're like, "Let me check Yahoo Answers." So
yeah, no. They stunk anyways.
Now it's just Google.
Jeeves or
Chegg.
Yahoo?
No, Chegg's the way to go.
Chegg.
I didn't know they had branched into other areas. I mean, they were very prominent amongst university students for finding answers to, like, Quizlets and stuff of that nature.
Quizlet?
Oh, Quizlet. Good one, too.
I'm learning stuff right now.
Basically
never heard of Chegg, never heard of Quizlet.
Quizlet? Yeah, Chegg, you can rent books from them, but also they have an online service that you have to pay for, of course.
Yeah, Chegg's really good if you're a university student or know somebody who's going to college and they're looking to get books at a cheaper price. Chegg usually has some of the better offers there.
But they also have Answers. Chegg Answers.
Hmm. Is that a name? Is it a person? Chegg?
Chegg? Chegg.
Okay. So that's a name. It doesn't stand for anything, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Yeah. Course Hero, another good site. Got to pay for that, too, though.
A lot of things you have to pay for. Google's free.
Yeah, but if you know someone who does pay for it.
Don't incriminate yourself right now. Don't do it.
I'm not incriminating myself.
You probably share Netflix with people, don't you? Steal Netflix?
No, I don't do that.
Well, with, I mean,
my family has one.
Most universities being all remote professors when they're signing quizzes, it's usually just Quizlets, and the professors a lot of the time they're just lazy, and they just copy it from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And so then someone is very kind and posts that information for everyone to see and has the correct answers. So when you're a college student and you're in a bind, you just go and you do a quick search there and you find the answers and you just copy and put that in there and you get a good grade and you move on with your life.
Learn a lot.
I will say I always did try to remember the answers whenever I went to Quizlet. I would read
Did you catch that, Hodges?
Try to learn the information.
Mm-hmm.
What a... Yeah.
You could have read
the material, but instead just, you know.
Sometimes it's hard questions.
I only used these services for particular courses.
Fair enough.
Statistics being one of them.
Stats.
Or the classes I didn't care about.
Yeah, that too.
A lot of gen eds. Just like,
I feel like you had a lot of those. Just saying. That one can hover over the room for a little bit.
I've taken a lot of classes over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
7 years. They'll add up.
And you probably put more effort into kind of cheating the system than actually just, you know.
Probably worked harder to cheat than it would have been to just read and learn the material.
He's probably put more effort into his gambling than he ever did in school.
Oh, no. That's not even close. He's got pages of all of his model work. I mean, he shows his work. Yet he slept through class. Sad.
Only a couple times.
No, I had a couple classes I couldn't help but fall asleep in. Got a C in that one. I wasn't supposed to be in there.
Final segment, hour number two. We got Zach up next on the program. What's up, Zach? You're on 3 and Out.
Well, you say Houston, Nate, Davey, and Alex.
Good morning, my friend.
How are you guys doing today?
Cruising along.
You guys have had a banging week. Great shows all week.
Awesome.
I thought,
thanks, Zach.
Great topics, great content. Really, really good this week. So, I saw a report last night. You guys might have hit it. But Beasley vehemently denies the accusations or whatever. I can't pronounce that today.
Accusations.
But, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Did you guys see that where he says absolutely false, you know, didn't happen? So I'm a big, innocence until proven guilt person.
Mm-hmm.
So not that I mean, it looks pretty damaging, don't get me wrong. I mean, and, you know, if she's got screenshots of his messages to her, the girlfriend, then that's pretty damaging, right?
Do you remember where you saw that that release, Zach?
You mean where he denies it?
Yeah.
I want to say it was 247 or something like that.
Okay.
It was posted in one of the groups that I follow for the book. Not the Ball for Lifers, because they get on my last nerve, but it was in another group I saw. But a quick Google search is where he says, absolutely, this is false, and he plans to, like, fight it. So we'll see. You know, like I said, if you look at what we have, we're in a culture where, you know, you're guilty till you're proven innocent a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
But the evidence right now doesn't look good. Let's just be honest.
Right. Yeah.
So, and if he did do it, and, you know, because it's ongoing right now, I guess, then these Ball for Lifers should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. And I still see posts to this day. I think Davey mentioned it where they think, you know, well, the kid just made a mistake. Let's forgive and forget. No big deal. Let's move on. It's kitten. You know, these people are really amazing to me because, you know, when I was posted about Hugh Freeze, it was like, how could you, as a moral person, say Hugh Freeze for our head coach, since he hired hookers and was cheating. But yet we can let someone abuse an animal like that bad, an innocent animal. And, you know, no big deal, guys. Everybody calm down. It's such a double standard. A
lot of hypocrisy.
You know, it's truly amazing that until you want your side of the argument won, that you'll come over to a lot of places. And so a lot of them were mad. I think you guys mentioned it, that it was even brought out. Like, people reported it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these people, these Ball for Lifers, don't want anything to be on the news.
Right.
Like, they blame Fan Run for the, you know, when Trey Wallace broke the story of what was really going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, like, Trey's saying that this is happening.
Yeah.
Made it happen. Like, what? Like,
yeah,
no.
Right.
Like, it's just, this is the news.
Well, they just view us as, we're the reason the university's not doing well.
Right.
It's our fault. We're putting that
yep,
out there.
Yep.
And Zach, going off of your point, too, I mean, it's one of those things to where, like, those people that want to just sweep it under the rug, it's like, you know, that's a big part of the reason why there's these problems to begin with, mm-hmm. is because there's been minor incidents in the past that, because they are football players or they are star athletes, it just gets swept under the rug, and so they never really face any consequences for their actions.
And then it just gets worse and worse, yeah. And you hide this, and this is a little bit worse, but we hid that, so now we'll hide this one, and then the next thing you know, you've got a program that's about to get tanked by the NCAA. And
again, like, every situation is different. You can't just paint a broad stroke across the entire spectrum. But, I mean, like, another thing that I look at, Zach, you kind of mentioned at the beginning of the call, like, proven innocent until proven guilty. I mean, that's court of law. That's never going to be the case with
public opinion. Yeah.
Yeah, public opinion. I mean, and again, like, I'm not comparing the two. It's just the most common example. It's like, listen, by court of law, O.J. Simpson was proven innocent, not guilty of murder. Everyone in their right mind, court of public opinion, knows that he killed Nicole. So,
well, he lost the civil case, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
Right. I just, you got to kind of be careful. Like, you know, this is completely different by, like, sexual allegations. You know,
mm-hmm.
who do we believe first? Okay, we automatically believe this person. You know, or we got to believe this side. You know, this is a little different, but you get my point. Like, that's the only thing I'm saying is, like, you know, let's see what happens in the investigation. Like, mm-hmm. I said, doesn't look good. Looks like the kid did it, blah, blah, blah. But we'll see. But it's a toxic culture over there. It's, I was like, with Nate, I think he said on Monday, just, I would be okay if we just got to let everybody go. I mean, if you get a sense of the work ethic thing, or you got some systemic problems, like, players are shooting each other and stuff like that. Let's just go ahead and get all that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
SMU ourselves now and start over. I mean, we're pretty much
there anyway.
Like, what more can you, I mean, we're going to keep saying rock bottom, but you know, this stuff's going to, I predict, and you know, you guys know I'm a little bit more on the negative side, but I predict more of this stuff's going to happen. Now, not with the kids. Kittens. What I'm saying is like, I think there's going to be more problems.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't over. There's a culture over there that has been systemic. And when you can make Butch Jones look like Dan Mullen, that's how bad Pruitt was. He made Butch Jones almost look like Dan Mullen.
Mm.
And that means Pruitt really sucked.
Yeah.
So what was going on behind the scenes, we don't really know. You guys might have some, you know, inside knowledge, but from a fan's perspective, you're just looking honest. All this crap that's come out, it's not over.
Mm-mm.
And I want it to be over. Trust me. You know, it's embarrassing that I love that university. I love that school. I still do, guys. I still love UT. I grew up like loving the school, always dreamed about getting accepted there. Always dreamed about, you know, walking up the hill, you know, things like that, that we take advantage of when I grew up in Knoxville. And so it's hard to see something you really love be a flaming toxic dump.
Yeah.
So.
Flaming toxic
anyway,
dump.
Guys, I know you guys are up against it. Thanks for the great shows this week. Also, one more thing before I get out of here. Last year, you guys don't get enough credit during this time. We were all locked down. And I thought Nate and Houston and everybody, you guys did just a great job of you know, giving us the facts, giving us the data, not putting your political opinion in it, and just, you know, not living through fear, but through a little bit of hope. You know, because last year at this time, everybody thought this world was coming to an end. The stock market was crashing. We're all going to be locked in for 15 years. But you guys really came with data and facts and, you know, gave people a little bit of hope. And so hopefully we're coming out on the other end of this. So thank you, guys. Have a great week.
Appreciate it, Zach. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, Zach.
Kind words.
Zach, if you want to know a little bit more about some of the things that were going on behind the scenes, just look at Jeremy Pruitt before he accepted the job and then how he looked after the fact. We'll talk about stress.
Doing that with all Tennessee coaches, it's like the presidency. Like, you see them when they go in and when they leave. I mean, it is insane.